Megillah Perek Aleph, Mishnah Yud Aleph 111, the last of the Perek and the last of the Ein Bains. If you're keeping track, this is number 13 of 13. It says, Ein Bain Shilo LiYushalayim. There's no difference between the halachas that apply or applied back in Shilo for those 369 years to Yushalayim, those that apply in Yushalayim, in the first and second base of English, as well as the third, Ella, with the following exceptions. First of all, when it comes to the consumption of Meister Sheni, Kachim Kalim and Meister Sheni, Kachim Kalim is the less restricted sacrificial meats, which include the meat that comes from a Shlamim, as well as a Korban Pesach, etc., Meister Bechor and Toda as well. So those must be eaten within the walls of Jerusalem. Anywhere within the city of Yerushalayim. And the same goes for Maaser Sheni, the second tithe, which is brought to Yerushalayim from the produce that grew in years 1, 2, 4, and 5 of the Shemitah cycle and eaten over there, again, must be eaten within the walls of Jerusalem. But Shiloh didn't have walls, and therefore the defining parameters of where one is permitted to eat his Kachim Kalim and or his Maaser Sheni in and around Shiloh was B'chol HaRoeh, anyone who is able to see the Mishkan itself. So with an eye shot of the Mishkan there at Shiloh, that will be sufficiently close to eat your Kachim Kalim and eat your Maaser Sheni. Over Yerushalayim, when it comes to Jerusalem, Lifnim Minachoma, you have to eat those things within the walls of Jerusalem that can't be taken out the walls of Yerushalayim. V'kan v'kan, but both here and there, meaning in Shiloh and Yerushalayim, Kadshe Kadshim, when it comes to Kadshe Kadshim, this is the more intense sacrificial meats, which would include the Ola, which isn't burned, which isn't eaten, it's burned, but the Chatas and Asham, which are eaten by the Kohanim, as well as the Menachos, are also Kadshe Kalim, etc. Those Ne'achalim must be eaten, Lifnim Min HaKloim, within the curtains of the Mishkan, like within the Azar, within the temple courtyard, I'll call it, that's set off by Kilaim. In the case of Shiloh, essentially there were curtains, but there was more like walls that surrounded the Azara, the temple courtyard in Yerushalayim. Whatever the case is, the point is those mechitzas which set off the Azara, those are the exact dimensions are the same, both in Shiloh and Yerushalayim, and within there, that's where one, a Kohen, may eat and must eat all the Kachi Kachim. Kedusha Shiloh. One of the differences is, when it came to the Kedusha of Shiloh, which, as you recall from the previous Mishnah, meant that while established and the Aron was there, so there was no permission to set up a private Bama, Bama Katana. But when Shiloh ended, for those next 57 years of Givon Hanov, once again, Bamas Katanos were permitted. So it was like a temporary restriction, but not a permanent restriction on setting up Bamas Katanos. Whereas in Yerushalayim, even though Yerushalayim, the Base of Mikdash, was destroyed not once but twice, after the first Base of Mikdash, there was never again any permissibility to set up private Bamos. It was either in the Mizbeach of the Base of Mikdash or not at all, and that's what the Mishnah says. Kedushas Shiloh Yesh Achre Heter, the sanctity that was vested in Shiloh, which restricted Bamos outside of Shiloh, Yesh Achre Heter. Once again, after Shiloh was no longer, there was once again a permissibility of setting up those Bamos. Ukedusha Yerushalayim ein achra heter. However, the Kedusha that was vested in Yerushalayim has a permanence such that there's no permissibility after the destruction of Yerushalayim's Beis HaMikdash to once again ever set up Bamos Katanos. They can never be done ever again. And with that, we finish the first parak of Maseches Megillah and those 13 Bains. And now we turn to the second parak where we will discuss once again the main topic, Hilchos Kriyas HaMegillah, the reading of the Megillah.